KD4RDE Mobile.
GE KD2VSG Mobile. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Name here is Greg. I didn't catch your call there. Ran through pretty quick.
Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Gold. Name here is Clint.
We're over in Simpsonville. Headed home from a little arcade, carrying the young ones out to play a little pinball.
Taking the young uns to do some activity, and you're in Simpsonville, huh?
Roger that. I'm in Simpsonville. Took the kids out to play some pinball today, and spent a little time introducing them to that.
Huh? I've not seen a pinball machine in 20 years. Well, actually, I might have. But okay, people still play pinball.
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah, these little pinball joints are starting to pop open or pop up all over the place.
So the arcade machines with the video places with the arcade machines are gone, or is that where they're popping up? Because I guess that's the way the arcade started. They started as pinball places.
Yeah, Roger that. This is, we're over in Simpsonville, down in South Carolina. I'm not sure where your location is, your QTH is, but, yeah, there's the Upstate, it's called the Upstate Pinball Museum and Arcade, and, right now you pay $10, and every, I don't know, there's probably 20 or so pinball machines, and then tons of video arcade machines from the 80s and 90s. They pay $10 for an hour and play whatever you want, as long as you want.
Upstate Video Arcade. And, okay, $10 gets you unlimited anything. I'll have to look that up.
Dude, the guy's super, super nice, super intelligent, and machines are in really in classic condition, top-notch condition. It's the Upstate Pinball Museum and Arcade.
See, my arcade game used to be, I don't know if you remember, Missile Command and Battle Zone, the tank game. And, let's see. If you go back long enough, there was Asteroids. Pinball, I don't know. Pinball might have been a little after my time, but pinball's always fun. There's any one of the number of good classic pinball machines. But if he's got this sort of thing on the premises, those old pinball parlors and arcade parlors might be making a comeback. You never know.
He's actually played Battle Zone today, and he's got an Asteroids machine. Didn't see a Missile Command. I used to like that one as well. But he's got the old Asteroids and the old Battle Zone, the tank game. And then the old, my favorite, to be honest with you, my favorite pinball machine was, I was in the Navy in the early 90s, and they had a pinball machine that was, I guess, logoed or advertised as the Adams Family pinball machine. And that was my favorite pinball. I bet I dumped $10,000 into that machine when I was in the Navy.
One other arcade game. Yeah, you know, I haven't been in an arcade like that. Well, probably they haven't been around in quite a few years. With the current epidemic situation going on, not a good place you want to congregate a bunch of people is in a little indoor room. Yeah, video arcades might make a comeback. You never know.
Yeah, Roger that. He's he allows I think 50, with the current setup, he allows the only allows 15 people in there at a time, and that's why he does it $10 an hour. Normally, it's I want to say he said it was like $12 all day when he's open. I think he's open from like 4 to 8 in the evenings and 4 to 10 on the weekends or something like that. So it's not super. Super long hours, but the machines are in quality shape.
I saw not so long ago, like on one of the news magazine programs, you know, this guy had an arcade or a pinball arcade, video arcade, and his business was suffering terribly because of that. He came up with the idea of, okay, people might like to rent these machines. So for a couple hundred bucks or whatever, we'll deliver you a pinball machine and you can rent it for a month or two. Or an asteroid machine or a Pac-Man machine or whatever. But he was able to, because, you know, the arcade business, this was not long after the start of the epidemic, and his, you know, arcade pinball palace, whatever, had nobody there. So he came up with the idea of, I got all these machines that somebody might want to rent. A couple of hundred bucks a month, rent the machine.
Certainly rent one for the pandemic, to get through the pandemic or whatnot anyway. But yeah, it's super fun. They got some newer pinball machines. I went to play the pinball, not necessarily the video arcade games, but they've got some of the old classic pinball machines and then some of the newer ones that are pretty neat. But yeah, it was fun. This is our second day there. We went yesterday and brought another one of my buddies or one of my son's friends with us today.
What was it, skee ball? You had, looked like a bowling alley, and the target was a bunch of concentric rings. And you would roll the bowl up, you know, bowl the little ball up, and it would land in the skee ball, right?
Yeah, skee ball. We actually, we were at the beach last week and found a little arcade there. It had a couple of skee ball deals, and the kids win their tickets out of it and take their tickets and turn them in and get, you know, a spider ring or a blow pop or whatever it is.
And you had the little tiny basketball cage. I'm sorry, you know, it's been years since I thought about a lot of this. I remember, I never hung out at the arcades a lot, but I knew kids who did. You know, teenagers, kids, whatever, they'd blow their whole allowance in an afternoon.
I remember that, blow their whole allowance one quarter at a time. Atari Valley and all that, and then certainly the home console was the death of the arcade there. But it's making a nostalgic comeback, much like, you know, LPs are record players.
The LP thing I don't quite understand. But yeah, the retro arcade games are making a comeback. The old ones from 2020, so closer to 40 years ago, 35 years ago, those are making a comeback, you know, either as, the little video games you can buy now, the little consoles, they sell for like 50 bucks, and play like 50 old Atari games, those are making a comeback.
Try to explain that to some of the kids who were playing, these PlayStation and Xbox games now, and literally growing up, we had a dot that went across the screen and paddles and played Pong. That was literally it when we started. Now they've got these 3D graphics and simulations and all this kind of stuff. These graphics are crazy looking on these consoles nowadays.
Two-person thing. You had the other game where you had the paddle ball thing that hit the little bricks out of the wall. That at least you could play on your own. What is it, Breakout? Is that what they called it? That we considered that to be no kid today would play that for more than 2 minutes, but, you know, back then we could play it for an hour at a time.
Oh, yeah, with this attention deficit or whatever you want to call it now, their minds have to be going 100 miles an hour just to keep them entertained. But, yeah, it was, I remember back to those good old days on the very, you know, the pixelated arcade games, the Atari 2700 or for 2600, whatever it was. Then that was pretty neat back then to see where it is nowadays. Like you said, 35, 40 years ago to now.
His stepdaughter was born in 95, so she's how old? 25 years old. It's like her generation, I don't know what it is. They need to be constantly stimulated. They walk around everywhere with the little earbud things in their ear. They got to listen to music all the time, or they got to watch video all the time. It's almost like the brain chemistry has changed to where it's craving stimulation. And I told her a couple of things. I said, Sage, look, two things you got to remember. First of all, if you walk around with those earbuds all the time, you're going to walk off a subway platform and get run over by a train. And the other thing is, in my day, we listened to music loud through speakers, but the speakers were a good 6 to 10 feet away. Now, let me explain the inverse square law. When you bring the sound source 10 times closer to your ear, it's 100 times louder. You're going to go deaf before you're 30.
I don't think some of them realize that, to be honest with you.
We did have the headphones, but they went over the ear. So the speaker was at least an inch or two. Now take that sound source and move it in the ear canal and it gets even louder. But, you know, teenagers, young adults, try to explain these to the things that you can't. It's funny, I actually saw a video on YouTube of that exact same thing. This woman wearing her earphones actually did that. I think it was in New York City or Boston. She's walking, listening to her Walkman or whatever, and walks right off the subway platform. It's a good thing they got her out before the train got there.
Yeah, sometimes that's natural selection, right? People don't know what's good for their own, good.
Consequences. What was the one case? I don't know. There's so many cases of police killing unarmed young people, I lose track already. You know, it's kind of sad. But the one case where, you know, the kid had his back to the police officer and he wasn't responding to commands to stop or turn around or whatever it was he wanted to do, he ended up getting shot in the back. Well, he was listening to his damn earbuds. That's why he didn't hear.
That's just a shame, too. An absolute shame.
So, I take it we're close to the same age. Did we need that kind of... I remember being able to sit quietly for an hour or two. Either sit and do nothing, or go outside and go for a walk. Just, you know, just you, not your devices. Or just sit quietly or just be able to read a book. It's almost like the brain chemistry lately has changed so that they need this stimulation. And when they don't have it, it's almost like opiate withdrawal, you know, morphine withdrawal. Is that possible? Your brain actually changes to crave stimulus?
There's been studies on that. The dopamine is a stimulant. And Apple and all these companies developed to that with these little apps and games on computers and whatnot.
B&G. Apple probably started it back in the late 90s when they had the iTunes store. Wasn't that the first? The online thing to let you buy music and have it downloaded directly to your iPod. That's actually what saved the company. That was a brilliant move by Steve Jobs. Jobs had just recently returned to the company. It's what saved Apple, but I think it's created a generation of iPod junkies.
I agree with you. It's that instant gratification.
Explains what happens to record stores. When was the last time you were in a record store? You know, a place that sold, like, vinyl albums, cassette tapes, later on CDs. Are they around anymore? Or just the specialty record stores that have old vinyl, you know, from, like, 50 years ago? that, you know, online music was one of those disruptive businesses that basically put the record stores out of business.
It is one of those. I think the last one I can remember actually being in was probably mid to late 90s.
And not that long after we stopped buying music. That's one of those, I guess what you would call disruptive technologies. Disruptive technology being anything that changes completely the old way of doing things. A good example, digital imaging versus film. Film is basically gone. Digital is a disruptive technology. It's something that's either, you know, better, faster, cheaper, or whatever, so much so that the old way disappears.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, KD2, I think, BNG. I'm pulling up here at the QTH. Gonna get out and hang out with the kids for a little bit. It's been great, QSO, with you. I'm gonna say 7-3s for now, and hopefully we'll be able to chat again soon. And I'll hang out, like I said, 7-3s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Completely right, by the way. You got it. I forgot your call sign already, but. we'll talk again. 7-3s, this is KD2BNG. Join us for the net at 9 o'clock if you'd like.
How to jump on tonight. Call was KN4RDE, Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. Great talking to you. We'll talk to you soon. 7-3s, my friend.
KD2BNG. All right. Have a good one. KD2BNG, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Glenn, it's John. I was trying to get hold of Dave. I think he's listening. What are you up to, Glenn?
Highway, about to go in the house. So, go ahead and try to raise Dave on the radio. I gotta go in and bring in the groceries and feed the cats.
To feed those cats. Anyway. W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN. Because the dog's curled up under the desk laying on my feet, so I know they're somewhere in the vicinity of Inman.
I wonder if we're going to get half by again like we always do, or if they're headed this way or not. Just to kind of keep heads up.
Take a look at the radar, stand by. This is KN4RJN. There's a big blob headed for Greenville. I'm trying to see where, trying to narrow that down just a little bit. There's a big orange blob, nasty looking, headed, looks like it's going to hit Malden. I think you're going to get some.
That's scratchy, but I apologize for that. I didn't hear Dave in there. How's Dave doing? Is everything okay up there?
Just trying to get him to come on. I know he's listening, but he may be away from his radio right now. But, there's a big orange blob headed northeast to southwest coming through Greenville, and it's going to go over Malden here in a little bit.
I'm hearing a mountain and stuff like that. Kind of a lightning magnet up there.
Scratching the background on your transmission. I suspect that has something to do with it. I'm going to keep trying to get Dave to come on. W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. Heard. Can 4RJN. I'm going to clear out of here and go feed the dogs. Can 4RJN clear.